Up next is Terry Welch. Terry is one of the founding members of Brown Hoffmeister and has represented many of the growing communities in North Texas and helping them through their land use issues. He is a prolific author and presenter of over 200 papers to various organizations like the ABA, TCAA, the APA, and the North Central Texas Council of Governments, just to name a few. And I also read in his bio that in his free time he enjoys long distance running, which I personally refuse to believe. Please welcome Terry Welch.
Well, this is one of those topics that I talk to other members on the planning committee to see what's hot, what's going on out there in the cities around Texas and what I need to focus on. I get various responses, and I get various responses based on whether you're in a large city or a small city. So I have done my best. I'm sorry if I'm attacking an item that's not of interest to you or your city. But I'm going to try to go through some of the issues, some of the matters that I think, particularly in larger cities, that we are seeing. Let me go ahead. The ones I've selected this year are how Dallas is combating displacement and gentrification, and with a group called Builders of Hope. They kind of jumped onto the scene in the autumn and have made quite a splash in the Dallas area, and we'll see if that's a viable method by which to address gentrification and displacement. Last year I talked about general density in Dallas. Was it coming forward? What would the city of Dallas do? And the answer is there much general density, or will there be much general density in Dallas? I think the answer is going to be, not so much. Do we need that much parking? We'll be looking at what's going on in Dallas and in Austin. One of my, after years and years of living in Dallas, I've come to the conclusion, perhaps City of Dallas folks wouldn't agree with this if anybody's here from the City of Dallas, that the city council in Dallas sometimes has Austin envy. They wish they could do what Austin's doing, but there isn't the political will to do that much in Dallas. So we adopt things in Dallas that sometimes you go, or we look at things in Dallas, and then the council members go, good idea, but maybe not. Parking is one of those issues. That's been a pretty hot topic at the plan commission level in Dallas, and the Dallas City Council will be hearing about it soon. Every year I speak on this topic, I talk about short-term rentals, and I know there's been a lot of discussion on short-term rentals already by Jim. I'm not going to repeat any of that for you. There is one case that wasn't referenced I do want to talk about involving the city of New Braunfels. And then one person last year said that my discussion on short-term rental wasn't a hot topic, but a lukewarm topic. So I'm going to try to take that into account. And then also about the poker cases out of Dallas, I want to talk about that, not because of the rulings of the court, but for kind of how the court got there. But let me get started with, that went the wrong way, too fast, displacement and gentrification. Dallas is not unlike any other major city in the United States. There are lots and lots and lots of issues with affordable housing stock. And so back in July of 22, the city of Dallas began preparation of a housing policy. It was called Dallas Housing Policy 2033, DHP 33. And that was, again, we began that in Dallas almost three years ago. The policy was adopted by the city council last year. And some of the racial disparity in housing in Dallas was pretty striking overall. And again, no one's going to be tested on this at a later time. But if you take a look at this, the chart, you can see that there is some pretty significant differences in race and between racial categories and whether it's people with housing problems, medium home values, home ownership rate. So it is pretty striking. And Dallas, the city of Dallas, went through a lot of detailing in getting to these conclusions. They did a lot of research, a lot of interviews with people.